This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right, y'all. You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, and my co-host,
Brookie Gaya.
Girl, that was so weak. Co-host.
It's too much pressure.
Oh
now.
My God. Okay, next.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay, thank you. Okay. April was like, "Hey, Brookie Gaya, girl, bad."
I love it. April, we missed you.
I can't tell.
She been to Jamaica and got a tan.
Okay.
She done came back with her braids on fleek.
They is five. Y'all can see them. They are fire. You know, wedding people doing wedding stuff.
Okay. Living their
big life.
Well,
they can see me, but they can't see you.
So we're in the corner. Right. We are so excited to get started this Saturday morning. Again, welcome to the Black Conversion Show. We have a lot of catching up to do. I'm going to play a Trump card and do me first. Okay. So I have so much, I want to share with y'all without spilling too much tea. To our listeners, I am the founder and CEO of Urban Triage, a local nonprofit organization in the Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin area. Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have been facing a lot of haterism. And I'm not going to give you all the details, but I just want to share a few things. So can I first congratulate our team for winning the Nonprofit of the Year Award. Yes, by Madison 365 Community Choice Awards. It was presented to Urban Triage on Monday at the Madison 365 Leadership Summit. It was a really, really great day. But the reason this fits in, so first of all, shout out to my squad, because if you were able to do the work, you guys are really the real MVPs. But during that time, you know what? I just can't with these people, Luke. Why did Luke?
I tried to start before him, but he got here just in time.
What is... So, people, we've asked our co-host, watch out for the sound on the mic. So, he decides to go on Instagram. Like, we can't hear him. So, back to my story. So, the reason I want to bring this up, you know, shouting out to my squad for the big win. I think it's an amazing win when your community chooses you as the organization of the year. And for Urban Triage, we've been up so much scrutiny over the last 6 months because people just be mad. They mad we got allocated $30 million and that we've allocated the resources out in the community. Now, this isn't money that we've gotten to keep. That's not how this works. But we've gotten all this federal money to give out to the community, and we've done that without missing a beat or step. We've endured, and then she moves the mic. Y'all, I just can't with y'all.
It's just keep going, Brandi.
No, because I know how to be on the radio. The one thing I know how to
then
do.
You don't miss a beat. You just keep going.
I think part of this is to recognize.
They've been away for too long, They've been away for too long, God, and now we got both of them back
I'm
at the
so
same
happy
time.
I'm in my own studio. I'm just so happy I'm in my own studio. I don't even have to deal with that.
I just don't even get it. And then she moved the mic like she moved it somewhere. It didn't even go nowhere.
But it went closer because I was going to be like,
yeah. Okay, you guys, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. So at this summit, you guys, so shout out to my team. At this summit, I'm a panelist on one of the panels, and we're excited. I come in, my team's there. We're 17, 18 deep. So they're making a lot of noise, giving me a lot of love and support. And one of my teammates records a hater. So every time I speak, he's rolling his eyes. He's making little faces. He just mad. And he's there with two or three of his people, and they mad too. And it's caught all on camera because you know.
Really?
What? You know my team is young, right? So my team is
they on top of it, as they should be.
They young, they petty, and they messy, okay?
And that's okay. And professional.
And professional.
That's why you are where you are.
So they show me the video and I die laughing. So I just want to say that haters are all over the place the time. And then as we're receiving our award at the evening event, and we're on stage clowning, just, you know, just happy, like it's BET, being black as black can be unapologetically, because that's who we are and what we do. They record the person again. And this time they're on stage with me with their camera out. One of my staff girl recorded the person sitting right in front of us, mad as heck, like.
And the sad part about it, it's a man.
It's a man. It's a black man.
Oh, my God.
Next to, like, other black people. And I also, I often say to people, white supremacy and racism is not about race.
Yeah.
It is about power. Mm-hmm. And racism shows up in everybody. And anti-blackness shows up in everybody. And you compound that or intersect that with misogyny.
Yeah.
And colorism. People be mad. Yeah. And if you ask them why they so mad, like, what did she do? They'd be like, I don't know. I just don't like her attitude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because she got the audacity to be bold and brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's it, y'all. That's all I have for the check-in. Again, shout out to the squad for winning the Nonprofit of the Year Award. And shout out to all the haters who had to watch me. And shout out to all the haters who I had to articulate how I really don't care.
Yeah.
It was a really good day for us and a really good event. And I just want to remind people that you can't duplicate, imitate, or do anything to stop God's energy and flow.
Yeah.
And to other people out there who have big dreams or aspirations or want to start a business, do you. Don't worry about what people are saying or doing or how they, you know, often tell you you're not enough or you don't have this, you don't have that. Urban Triage got started at my kitchen table with no clue on how to do accounting for a nonprofit organization, but we figured it out.
Yeah.
The first thing I did was not spend a dime, touch a dime until I figured out how to classify it, categorize it, and to save receipts. I had to figure everything out. And I just want to tell you guys, if you have the will, you can and will develop the skill.
Yeah.
So don't think it's education or degree that will get you where you need to be. So that's my check-in. So, hey, haters. So, again, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. How are you doing, April Kageya?
Oh, I'm good. So I started school. What's the date? About a week ago, 10 days ago.
Oh, nice. What you in school for?
I'm getting my MBA and PhD at Edgewood.
Nice.
They have a dual program in business administration.
Mm.
So I'm doing that. So I'll have my MBA in May of next year.
Nice.
And then in December of 26, I'll have my PhD also in business administration. So
period.
I'm doing that while I'm figuring out the whole job thing. So that's been exciting. And yeah, so I've been doing that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. So
been home, you know, reading and
taking care of your insides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're getting ready to for your wedding, too. I've been snapping on you about that. I need more progress there.
So Brandy, you know, she runs an organization and tends to run friendships similarly.
Okay.
You know, and people.
So,
that's okay.
And so she tends to, you know, we had a conversation on the phone yesterday. And, oh, hey, girl, how you doing? Okay, yeah. And then you need to do, I'm like.
Where was I wrong, though?
Okay. I mean, I didn't. First of all, I didn't say you're wrong.
Okay,
saying,
so
who's
saying?
Our wedding planner?
This one.
Oh, Brandy, you have skills in wedding.
No, I have skills in coordinating people and get your tasks right.
Okay, like, maybe she should be like day of coordinator, and then you should hire a wedding planner.
I think
decor.
No, she cannot just be day of because she needs to have her hands in all of the things.
And why she can't just be in a bridesmaid? Area.
I am.
Okay.
No, she but is. I need she's also a bridesmaid.
But so I could be the bridesmaid coordinator.
You can. Because I'm a wedding planner, I can tell you how it works. Your wedding planner and your top bridesmaid works together.
Okay, maybe I need to talk.
Yeah, maybe we. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring you into the mix.
Us.
Yes,
okay.
I'm going to connect y'all offline.
I'm just
I'll
saying.
Be back in Wisconsin soon. We can talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Because he's in France with the blue
baby.
But she's like, at your engagement party, we talked about this, and this, which was in August, which was not even that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's October.
Granted, my wedding's not till next August.
Year.
So it's not even like it's in 3 months.
Would you tell
Do you
her?
Guys have a timeline?
Exactly.
Is there a timeline?
No.
But
yeah, you need to get a wedding
thank
planner.
Thank you.
It comes up fast.
Yes,
as somebody that just got married, it comes up fast.
But I have the venue.
Luke. Look at like, all this.
That's one piece in the.
But I'm just saying, it's not like there's not.
We'll talk offline. Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Anyway, Clyde, Clyde, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I am
doing
so well. I'm at a place in my organization. If anybody know, I am the CEO and founder of the House Urban Arts Initiative, and we are pro-Black over there, right? And so I started this organization with the folks that helped me start it, Black folks and things of that nature. In this season, I have brought in almost the same amount of white people.
Oh, that's interesting. So, how is that going?
You know, it's going well because I've learned to like send them through boot camp and let them know the House Inc. way. And that includes like, we're family, you know, like we work as family around here. We don't just like judge each other and things of that nature. Not saying that they came in doing that, but
Cousin Clyde. Yeah. I'm so judging you right now, but please continue on. Please.
So so it's just getting a little diverse org.
But what is the boot camp? Like, what does that entail in terms of like cultural boot camp? Or
yes.
Like, okay.
So that cultural boot camp looks like sitting in the room, sitting in programs, sitting in classes, sitting in meetings in silence and learning us, you know, and knowing how we operate because we do operate different.
Yeah. So this is a different kind of relationship than like Black people dating white people because he has a strong opinion about it and how when you date white people, marry white people, you are dating and marrying their culture. Now, I have a little different understanding of it, but Clyde has a very strong position on it. So this is very interesting to find that he would incorporate these relationships in his baby.
Yeah. So,
so almost like a contradiction, you're saying?
I'm going through that transition and we'll see what 2025 brings, okay? But I'm there and it's kind of a tough place to be at, you know, like especially in Madison. And it's not just because they're white. We live in a racist state, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You do have to open your eyes to everyone that's involved because again, white supremacy looks like us sometimes
yes,
and
it does.
Doesn't always look like us.
Yes,
so
it does.
I'm just in that place. So I'm in high prayers about like, how is this going to work? Because that's my baby. So it's personal. So I'm just there and I'm happy. I'm waking up. I'm struggling. And just like everybody else, I'm still looking for a man. You know, that was my same update last week, so still single.
Okay, well, happy.
Trying to get on April level.
Anybody looking for a queer guy who's
a
fabulous?
Queer Cuban.
A queer
You're Cuban?
Yeah. We didn't have this conversation.
Tell.
No, we cannot tell.
I cannot at all.
You look African American.
African? I'll take that.
No, not African. African American.
Latino. It's called Latino, baby. So when they be running around talking about Latino, Black Latinx, I'm really what that is.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do.
Let me hear some.
¿Cómo estás?
No. ¿Estás? Boy, bye. Boy, bye. Get you a Duolingo app on your phone, okay?
He wasn't listening to his mama when he was growing up.
Puta pinche.
Wait, was that a cuss word?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Convergence Show on WMDX. Stay tuned, you guys. We have a lot of tea. Of course, we want to talk about relationships.
We do.
We'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, y'all. We are back on the Black Convergence Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
April Kigeya.
Oh, my God.
April's cousin, Clyde.
Okay,
I couldn't, first of all, I couldn't even get it out before you was wrong.
You
got to
be ready, baby.
It.
You got to be ready.
Look, I didn't even get a chance. Look, she had turned her back
time,
to me. I'm getting a cold shoulder and everything.
15
no,
seconds
I'm done.
To do
I'm not even saying my name
Luke,
anymore. Forget y'all. Let's keep going.
You can keep your name, baby.
I'm done.
Okay, so we're going to move. Okay.
Nah.
We do got to start introducing Luke, too. Luke going to go after me. I'm Black. And Luke.
I don't know. I'm the third child. I think I should go through. third. Clyde can go last.
I think you're right, y'all. I think you're right.
That explains the camera. Look how I'm glowing.
So we want
nobody can even see that.
It is so hard. Oh,
baby.
My goodness.
They
it
can't
is
miss
Facebook
this.
Can't see it. The radio can't see it.
Okay, you guys. You can see it,
hey,
though,
children,
boo.
Pull it back.
I'm not looking at it.
All right, we're going to move on to our topic, which is relationships. You're listening to the Black
Conversion right here.
I want y'all to practice not talking when I talk, okay, you guys? Because it sounds very loud and jumbled actually on the radio. Okay, let's bring it in. Okay, thank you. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. We want to talk about relationships. Relationships is a really huge thing for Black people in the context of white supremacy, you guys. It takes a lot to have healthy relationships, whether they're friendships or intimate relationships. It takes a lot to have a healthy relationship with our own children, because in this context, in this intersection, there is anti-Blackness. We all embody it. I remember talking to someone a while ago about my dark daughter who's, you know, I have four children, three bio, one adopted, and my second baby came out chocolate, as dark as night, you know, looking just like her daddy. And looking back after recognizing and learning what anti-Blackness is, I started realizing that I treated her differently because of her skin tone. And you would think that that would not be true given that I'm a dark-skinned woman. But I'm telling you, the characteristics of white supremacy live in us, exist in us. And if we're not willing to do the dark, deep inside work of analyzing how it shows up, we perpetrate against ourselves, our children, our partners, and our friends all the time. So you guys, what's been going on in your relationships? Do you have anything to share or things that you've been wanting to talk about as it relates to Black love? Y'all had all that talking. This is just crazy, Luke.
I'm trying, and I am gonna get it. I don't have it yet, but I'm gonna stop being physical with people that don't want to be in a relationship.
I get that.
So this past month I've been like, hold off, and because you gotta make them work for something.
Well, and the thing about it is the exchange of spirits and energy. That is real, you guys. When you are sleeping with people who are at war with themselves, when you are sleeping with people who have issues and depression, you absorb that. So you wake up feeling like crap and not even knowing that that's not even your energy to carry. Spirits are real.
Yeah, for me, I think it's more so just like actually getting comfortable. Like in that lifestyle. Like that's a lifestyle in all its own. And I'm just like comfortable and I'm okay with it. Like,
but gay people are known to have sex with a lot of people. Is that true?
Damn, Brandy. I almost cussed. Where did that come from?
The same amount of sex heterosexual people have with a lot of people.
Well, I be having a conversation with my mom who's gay, right? And she'd be like, yeah, we be jumping right into it. We move the trunk in and everything. Is it a lesbian thing? Or is it a gay thing?
I do think that LGBTQIDL folks are hypersexual. Okay, I can agree with that.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to get at.
People, yeah. Okay. But me,
he tried to cut back on that hyper.
You see, I be here every time I'm needed. People like me.
Okay, April, how about you?
Your relationship.
Well, actually, I was talking about the relationship with my mom.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because growing up, she was not around a lot. It's a whole bunch of trauma related with that. We did not have enough time. But recently, we've started to connect more, have coffee with her once a week. Because I have a lot of resentment towards her. And so I pushed her away. There's just a lot of hurt and pain there with stuff that happened as a kid, middle school, high school, with her not being there. So I've... I have not started to heal.
You're moving forward.
I'm trying to repair that, knowing that, yes, she's my mom, but also kind of starting to understand the reasons why, but also not forgiving it. Because in my mind, you know, I push people away and don't care.
Yes.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a witness to that.
What's your zodiac sign?
She will black Taurus. You out like you never existed.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus
and
too.
Walk past you.
Yeah.
Like life went on
but
without
we
you.
We miss you though. We miss you. We do miss you. We'll cut you off, but we do think about you.
I don't. No.
Yes, you do. Yes,
no,
you do.
No, I don't.
But I think I heard
Ask
you say
Brandy
you were
and Dana,
learning.
I do not care. I will cut you clean
Girl,
off.
And then make her friends cut you off, too.
I sure will.
Ooh,
everybody.
Oh, yeah. When your birthday?
420.
Oh, yeah, you close to a Gemini.
That's my daughter's birthday. I can't believe my phone just went off.
Yeah. So I did hear this. So are you also realizing in this moment that she's human, too?
Yes, and as a mother myself, though, I could never and would never do the things that she did, though.
Okay.
So that's also the thing, because I'm like, I could never.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, absolutely not.
So you're still working through that. And that's real. I have, you know, I have issues with my mom, my dad. But one thing I know is when my mom died, it felt so terrible. And that void of having my mom die and not complete on that and clear it up or get a better understanding.
It's a different type of feeling.
I can't explain it, y'all. It set me back from my healing work and my journey. And it also caused me to engage in unhealthy behaviors because I wasn't even aware of how deep that void and pain was. And I avoided my mom a lot because I was resentful. You know, she was a crackhead. She chose her partners over me a lot. Yeah. I was sexually assaulted by her partner and she chose him. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of stuff that I had to
endure,
but when she was gone, it was over.
Right.
And it impacted me in another way. So I share that to encourage you to do whatever you can to heal from that.
To figure
it
out.
And it's not about forgiveness. It's about putting things in perspective.
Yes.
Right? Not that it doesn't matter, right? Yes. Because like you said, now you're starting to understand what she was enduring or maybe what she was going through that removed her from the house and practicing that forgiveness. Because once it's gone and once they're gone, they're gone.
Right. Right.
So I send nothing but love to you. And I am so proud of you for taking the first step. Because having coffee with her every week is a huge step, April. So I applaud your courage.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, when you say we, is it now that you are in you and your fiance, is your fiance helping you through that journey? Is that something you guys are doing together?
Yeah,
that
and she has a similar situation with her mom, too,
that is,
where there's that strained relationship and that trying to, like, bring that back.
That is dope. And I think that's the beautiful part about having a partner, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't struggle alone. And I've been in some situations where your partner be like, no, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
as they should.
You're right.
Because they should challenge you.
Yeah.
And you should, your partner should be supporting you in growing, helping you have better relationships with your children, your baby mamas, your baby daddies, you know, everybody. Because the one thing that is for sure, the things that make humans the most humanness is our relationships.
Yeah.
And without them, you're void and you're really nothing. Even though you could fill it with sex, drugs, alcohol, and gambling.
Temporary.
You're nothing without solid foundations. And if we don't learn how to have those and nurture those and clear things out, then we live a pretty depressing and dark life.
Because I can't wait to meet my man, baby mamas, because he's going to be with his kids.
I know.
Wrap
that's
him
right.
up. Let's go.
Okay, because I'm going to be calling them themselves.
Okay.
Girl, that's the thing.
Mine's so he ain't going to be able to play that with me.
So we're going to continue the conversation, you guys, when we return. Relationships, again, is huge for Black people in our healing and trauma recovery. So we want to always focus on that. But we also want to share the tea with our girl, VP Kamala Harris, who's
Auntie.
In the house. Our and all the other Black news, local and otherwise. So stay tuned to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We'll be back in a minute.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, you are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. It is your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, and my co-host,
April Kigaya.
And
your favorite cousin, Clyde.
All right.
And
producer Luke.
After 18 takes, we have finally accomplished our goal. Okay, so prior to a break, we were just talking about relationships. Clyde shared some stuff about his desires and his intention about not sharing his body really and his heart, because that is emotional energy. April shared her commitment to developing a relationship with her mom for multiple reasons. They haven't had that, and I just want to applaud you both for doing the work.
Thank you.
Because it's a lot to do the work. And I want to talk about shortly the impact of fatherless mothers. I mean, fatherless daughters. Mm-hmm. I am a fatherless daughter. I grew up most of my life without a father. And there's been, as I'm getting older and as I'm in a relationship, in and out of a relationship most days, I'm not going to lie, there's been a lot of revelations for myself on like why I do the things I do, mm-hmm. And why I respond the way I respond. So I'm going to have Luke actually play this clip about fathers and the impact and what it does. It's about a minute clip. So stick it with us for 1 second. Go ahead, Luke.
Father was the first man to fool me, but he wasn't the last. I could never see my future clearly because I was so blinded by my past. Every time I liked him, he just reminded me of my dad. And although it was toxic, I still yearned for what I never had. So I would ignore the red flags and I would make excuses for their flaws. I would listen to why they were so up and I would find sympathy for it all. And although they never found sorrow for me, I still let down my walls. Pillow talking with a demon. While I let them creep into my drawers. It comes from being fatherless, no real guidance, no real love. You never understand how important it is for a daughter to get them hugs. And till you grow up and you get your heart broke by it that you like, it all starts to make sense why they use training wheels on a bike. At that very moment is when you start to understand why it's so important for a daughter to have a good dad.
I wanted to share it because to me it was so powerful, the importance of having fathers in women's lives. What are y'all thoughts around that clip we just listened to? April?
Yeah, I mean, definitely not having that model in the home does set the tone or, you know, lack thereof of kind of what it is that you need, you know, in a house, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of what you're looking for. Yeah, I mean, it is real.
And one of the things she pointed out is like when you don't have the love, the confirmation, the validation from your father, you forever are searching for it and you keep forgiving mistreatment of you because you don't even know how to value you. Your first person that shows you how a man is supposed to value you and how you're supposed to value yourself is your dad. So when you don't have it, you allow your boundaries to be all over the place. You allow the mistreatment and then you justify the mistreatment because what you're really attempting to do is fix the relationship with your dad. You're trying to get this man to emotionally see you, be with you, and then you put their, what you end up doing is you put their needs ahead of you. So you're just saying, oh, they're just emotional. Oh, they had a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. If I can just hold on a little bit longer, if I could just support them, if I can just do this and do that. And at the same time, you're stripping yourself of your humanity. And the whole while you're doing it is because of this absent void that you are attempting to fill in your heart and your soul. So your thoughts, Clyde.
You're right. Like the absent void creates also this just like brand new narrative of what a relationship should look like with a man. Right. Like nowadays, I sit back and I look at a lot of my friends that are in relationships and a lot of the girls that did not have fathers create this very violent atmosphere in their relationship. Yeah, and it's like, where does this come from? Right. And why are you perpetrating the violence?
Yeah.
That's not saying that men are violent, but like you don't normally see women, you know, being violent. And so just having that absence is like why I think we're in a lot of situations where you don't see roses no more. Mm-hmm. Remember where, you know, on your first date you used to get roses. They don't hold the door anymore.
I don't know. Gangsters ain't never brought roses. I mean, I feel like I grew up dating a lot of street dudes and they didn't bring roses. They brought money.
Yeah, that.
Or food, or something to supply you with.
Yeah,
you know what
or
I mean?
Holding the door. Like nowadays you don't see men running around a car to open the door for women anymore. That stuff like, I remember growing up when my dad, my parents were married. That was his one-on-one. But the doors were open for my mom.
But what he learned that behavior probably from his mom, wouldn't you think? Or do you think
his dad. Okay. My family is a I would say like a masculine family. Like we had our granddads and great great granddads and things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm the fourth. So like even our names kind of continue in our family. Okay. So I think we're missing that a lot. Even the protection of women, like now it's all over social media, men are beating up on girls in fights. It's like, that was not what used to happen.
And you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I'm WMDX. At this time, we're talking about relationships because we believe relationships for people known as Black is political.
Yeah.
And it's necessary for us to kind of unpack it. I'm sorry, April, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even with what's not seen, even with what's seen. So I was watching this show, I don't know if you've seen it on Netflix, it's actually really good, a Tyler Perry show. I think it's called Black and Beauty or Beauty and Black or something like that.
Mm-hmm. A new sitcom.
Yeah, it's a new sitcom. Well, it's not really fun. It's a drama, but there's this, one of the main characters, she grew up in a household where her mom was being beat by the boyfriend. And so all of her relationships, she's a stripper.
Yeah.
She's being beat and she's allowing it because that's what she's seen. So it's like, it's okay. Yeah.
And is that why also, they're going back to her childhood?
They keep going back.
Yeah, I did see
that. So because it's, you also allow what you see. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily what's absent, but it's also what's present.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? So it's all, it goes both ways too.
That's good. And I think part of our work as a community is to be able to hold space without judgment. We judge people so much and so quickly, and we're quick to tell people what they ought to have been doing or shouldn't be doing or saying, I can't believe they're tolerating this or putting up with this. Like I said, when my mom died, that set me back for years. And that same year my mom died was the first year I met my dad. So it was a transition. So I went from meeting my dad, being really excited. And then even right now in my relationship with my dad, I really don't talk to him that much because I honestly just felt like I kept doing the reaching.
Man.
And then I was like, I'm good. And he's on my Facebook. I think he even follows my videos. But there was a sense of me like, I'm so tired of begging people to love me and to be in my life and see value in me. And I felt like even the constant reaching was me trying to get him to validate me. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking. And then a few months later, my mom died. And then that same month that my mom died, I started dating Brian. You know what I mean? It was this kind of domino effect. So I haven't made good choices even in that relationship, you know, and I'm a really authentic, transparent person. And some people say, well, you shouldn't be telling people or you shouldn't blah, 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 because people expect more or better of you. At the end of the day, I'm a Black woman who have endured so much trauma, so much abandonment, so much hurt, so much a lot, y'all. My whole organization is built from that hurt, which is why we do what we do the way that we do. And it's very powerful. I'm spitting. Anyway, it's very powerful to build an organization that's rooted in trauma recovery, giving my history, right? Yeah. And my history has provided us with a blueprint to support other people. And that doesn't mean that I've arrived at all of those different things that we all need to work on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you're leading in passion. Yes. And that is what's going to survive in the next 50 years.
Amen.
And as you start to figure that out, you'll also create those services for folks. Yes. So you don't need to have it all figured out, right?
Amen.
You're just creating the path, and it's a work in progress.
Amen. I appreciate all of that. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. We talk heavy stuff here a lot. We also joke a lot.
Yeah.
It's part of the community work that we all are doing. I don't know if you guys are aware, April Kageya sits on the Dane County Board of Supervisors.
Woo-hoo. We all big bosses around here, baby.
And Clyde runs an arts nonprofit, theater, art, dance, youth focus. Mm-hmm. We are really proud of you.
Thank you.
Majority Black children and youth served. And of course, Urban Triage, we do transformative education, a lot of housing work, and a lot of education on transformation. We do consulting work as well. If you're interested in some change management at your organization, your agency, interested in any workshops, facilitations, keynote speaking, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can reach me, Brandy Grayson, at info@urban, U-R-B-A-N, triage, triage.org. So we do this work with everybody. I think everybody should be unpacking the trauma. It's directly related to racism, and we often forget that. It's directly related to how we show up, how we communicate, how we relate, how we get into relationships, and how we respond in people activities. So let's move on to something a little bit lighter, because you know, we all was about to cry.
Okay.
Amen. April's like, y'all don't understand.
That's
all
right,
though.
That is
all right.
That is all right.
And we about to have a whole breakdown up
That's
here.
That's all right. That's all right. But no, we don't have to stay on this topic. But what I'm learning also in this season is that our elder parents are different parents.
Yeah.
Once they get older, they do need us, right? Like that's just almost like our job. And that is something that I hope we all could be like, my kids, hopefully, if I make mistakes, will come for me when I'm an elder as well. Mm-hmm. Because our parents are getting old and, you know, we just got to be there. So good luck with that, everybody.
So on a lighter note, did you guys hear about P. Diddy's son reportedly tried to fight Ray J?
No.
But Chris Brown broke it up. I said, all the celebrities was in the house.
Baby.
Why?
I was just with Ray J. He's a pretty cool guy. Now, his assistant, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, what?
I'm trying to read between the lines.
No, but okay, on good news for P. Diddy's son, the fact that P. Diddy is locked up somewhere, his son is trying his best to be like the father to his little sisters and them. And there was something that they just posted about the twins. They're getting ready to graduate. And they were like getting their senior honors as cheerleaders. Oh, and one of them is the captain. And it showed the brother in the audience as like, you know, they normally have their parents there to walk them.
Yeah, he's the father figure now.
And he was there. Yeah. And I was like, people don't see this part of, they're trying to like destroy this family.
Yeah.
And I get it. P. Diddy has done some crappy things, but they not giving him a break.
He's done some demonic things.
But his children, they can't, they're like picking on the family.
The children shouldn't have anything to do with it.
But those girls had a big smile on their face. And I was just like, black kids, black girls are so resilient. And I love it.
Yeah. Period.
They're moving through it.
Amen. So I hope he don't beat up Ray J, you know?
Okay.
and that dude we were talking about last time when I was telling you about the dude that gossip a lot, and you said his name was something, but that wasn't his name. It's Marion or Omarion.
Omarion.
Yeah.
Oh, the dude that used to sing?
Yeah. He be talking about P. Diddy and how he did it with P. Diddy and did it to Ray J. And
is Razzby you talking about?
When I looked him up, it said Marion. Oh, Marion.
No, Omarion is the lead singer of B2K. He is like...
Are you sure?
Yeah, the one with the long hair. He's the lead singer. Skinny, dark skin.
So what's the one you talking about?
Razzby is the light-skinned one with the pink lips.
No, that ain't him.
Oh, okay.
He your complexion with short hair and kind of chubby.
I never heard Omarion
And he always talking
that.
About Raven, too. He was on I'm So Raven. Remember he was on the show?
You're talking about... he's not in B2K. He's not affiliated with them. You're talking about, what's his name?
I don't know.
Not Go Home, Roger.
That dude from Raven.
He's like losing his mind.
Yeah, but he said he's not losing his mind. It's been an act to protect him because he be spilling the juice. Name? So he pretend to be crazy. But him and Ray J was on an interview and he told Ray J to stop lying. I saw you at the parties. I saw what P. Diddy was doing to you. And
they was on there with that other influencer.
Yeah, what?
I know.
Oh, he be telling it all along with Jaguar Wright.
He do.
There's so much going on with that.
It's a lie. If P. Diddy get locked up, the whole LA getting locked up.
Okay, it's going down. Did you guys hear about 50 Cent and how he turned down $3 million to perform
as
Trump?
He should.
Trump is really trying to get black artists.
Ain't nobody going. Yeah.
Ain't nobody. He is. This. I feel like this is going to be a blowout.
I think white
people will show up, but even like white folks are like, no.
Okay, I hope so.
They might not vote, right? If anything, they'll just not vote.
Well, I think that you need to ring in your black men.
Yeah.
Because there are our biggest issues.
That's what I'm worried about.
And also, can I just recognize they also been my biggest haters lately. I don't know if it's in the water.
And the black man that is showing up is low-key voting for Trump. And that's the scary part about it.
I've seen a lot of black men
and then he just
Trump.
Did a rally
that's
where he was talking
thing.
About black people and he called Puerto Rico the trash. The people that were talking. Let's talk about that when we get back. So again, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
April Kigeya.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay.
And...
oh, Luke might go this time. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. We're going to slow it down on 92.7 FM. The Black Conversion Show on WMDX with your girl Brandi Grayson.
April Kigeya.
Your favorite cousin Clyde and
producer Luke.
We all in the house. So as we're wrapping down things, we want to talk about your boy Trump. Did you guys see the statue that they had on the north side?
Oh my gosh. Who put that up?
I heard it was a traveling Trump.
Yeah, it's
Trump.
Been going all around the country.
But what was their intention with this? Do we know?
To make fun of him. Okay. They're fat shaming. I don't like that.
You think they was fat shaming?
Yeah.
I think they was autonomy shaming.
He was tame.
Yes,
I think it was. I think they were shaming that. I don't think it was his body.
It's getting messy, and I think the Democrats are behind it.
Oh my
God. This is getting so messy.
Clyde, you don't like messy?
I like messy, but our government.
Remember during COVID? The lives he would do.
Oh my
Those
God!
Were so
was
he funny.
That was
so like, messy.
That was Kiki. Those that was not Clyde. So
that was his other personality.
Oh,
do you remember how he started protesting a said person, and they thought I was behind his protest?
We was together.
And I got a letter from attorney, and I had nothing
I still
to
think
do.
To this yes. day, that person believes that.
Yes. I did. Have, girl, I had nothing. I oh, you yeah. was with me.
I was with you.
Yeah. They believe these people so weird.
Clyde was like, "Yep." I'm doing this. They're like, well, Brandi must have orchestrated it.
What? Yeah.
I got nothing to do with Baby. This man. Girl, it was funny.
Don't but, want a day with me.
Oh, my gosh.
They stay clear.
Okay. But that Trump thing was super funny.
Did y'all see it? I did, like, on Facebook.
No, I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook,
I wasn't about to get waste no gas. Gas expensive, okay? Yeah.
It's going down, though. It's like $2.80-something.
Is it?
Really?
For premium?
Oh, girl, no. Oh,
okay,
because
I can't put regular on the, in the Yukon. Right.
Yeah. I know, right?
I
can't use regular gas.
And the Kamala truck.
Okay.
Baby, they had the city sewed up.
Yes,
it was
they
like
did.
30 of those trucks rolling
it
around.
It was everywhere. Okay. And they had the little semi thing, the little dump trucks in the intersection and cops, so you couldn't bust U's.
Yeah.
Oh, they had it on lockdown.
Plan.
Yeah, they ain't
was
wrong.
My plan.
Hey, look, do me a favor. Let's play this clip by this comedian dude, Tony, whatever his name is, not important, who spoke at Trump's rally and who came for our Puerto Rican folks, our family members. Go ahead, Luke, whenever you're ready.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
That was crazy because first of all, when he first said it, oh, a garbage full of something floating. I was like, yeah, we need to do environmental
clean
justice. I thought he was going to talk about something tangible.
Right, climate justice.
So I was like, okay, dude. And then he said Puerto Rico. So to all my Puerto Ricans out there, I hope to God that y'all come and collect this trash on November 5th. Because if we continue to act like and think that this dude and his people, his squad, his I don't even know what the minions.
Yeah. Gangsters.
Right.
Lackeys.
Yackies. Yeah.
Lackeys.
Lackeys. Yeah. I said yackies.
That's what y'all be seeing, Luke.
That's
y'all
what I would call
be acting
a lackey.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They lackeys.
No, when they're the people that carry his water for him and like do all that stuff.
Okay. We call black
people. What do y'all call people that's out of control? Like trailer trash?
Boy. That's not out of control.
I'm wondering.
Right.
You'll be trying to be...
He's trying to be politically correct.
But let's get back. Second of all, Puerto Rico is not trash,
no.
baby. I love Puerto Rico.
No. Oh, I think we all do.
I love it.
So y'all need to collect this trash on November 5th and show him what it's about. And then he was talking about black people and black men still trying to run and vote for
what
him.
What he said about us.
I can't even remember. I just know he was.
Look it up. His comments were that he has black friends and that they were carving watermelons ahead of the Halloween holiday.
And black men, y'all want to vote for him?
Government.
He is unbelievable.
Oh my God. I had to defriend, unfriend, and block a couple Israelite black people talking about voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Like, how do you wait? I think I saw you comment on that too, matter of fact.
What'd I say?
That you was voting for Trump.
George. Now you're
what?
Stuff up
I swear to God,
but
Clyde do because he messy. He'll make like a statement like he is, and then people will go in and
wait
comment.
For people to say
so.
Something?
What did you say?
I think I said something like I didn't say nothing.
Look,
you see, I'm looking up like
he's
wait,
like, wait,
wait,
did he I?
Make
no,
some...
I did. Okay, I think you might be talking about when I said this is messy and it's hard to pick who we're gonna vote for. That's I
it's
remember.
Not hard.
No, this was like 2 months ago.
All I know
it was
never hard.
All I know is we were talking about voting.
No, it was right after the first debate.
All I know is we was
it was hard.
No,
it wasn't hard. But
this
our
was after
auntie,
comma. No,
could not answer some of the questions that I was concerned about. And I was like, see, this is getting messy. And it's like, how do you vote when you're not getting
Luke,
the answers
you see what I'm
need?
Talking about?
What's
I don't
up?
Care about
how
the
What's up? Y'all don't want a day.
Y'all, see, this is what I mean. So he is so messy. But he didn't even mean
Listen,
none of it.
I wanted to hear about the prices going up and things like that. I'm poor.
Clyde.
Yes.
It should never be hard. I don't care what question was it, or was not answered.
It was,
it's
it was
never
not
hard.
Hard. It was just like Brandy said, it was kind of throwing some clickbait out there.
Nah, that's not what it sounds fun. Like. It sounds like you were
Baby,
struggling
we know who
with I'm... who to pick.
Struggling.
You just said I didn't know because of the answer, so it was hard to choose.
It was about for like 2 hours after the debate.
It shouldn't
it
have been a second.
Hard.
It shouldn't
but
have
baby,
been a second.
I woke up.
This is a good example. You shouldn't maybe post everything that you think on social media because, Clyde, you're getting dragged now.
He
you
did it
kept
very
that doctor
intentional.
Yeah.
He said if 2 hours.
They couldn't drag me if they was a wagon.
Oh, no, we dragging. We dragging.
They so messy.
Oh, Lord, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show. You see what we got to put up here on
92.7
FM.
For. What's up?
Who you voting for?
Because I'm going to go with
my
you.
Auntie,
matter of fact, I'm going to pick
Kamala.
Right. Matter of fact, I think we should all go together.
Right. We should go
we
together.
We can.
Oh, my God. Because
I got to, you know, I got to see who they're, to be honest.
Don't even try it. Don't play us.
You know how people is nowadays. They be like, oh, we doing this. We voted
nah,
for this.
Nah, we black
one, two,
women.
Three.
Don't play
It'd
us.
It be like, you voted for...
Again, since we're talking about elections, please make sure you get out and vote for Dana Pelabon, who's running for Dane County exec.
Another auntie.
We will not be on air until after the elections. And let me tell you that the State Journal endorsed her, and they came back and they endorsed her because they said, girl, the other component, we don't need to even name her, couldn't answer a policy question. She couldn't answer a strategy question. She don't even know what it is to be a county exec. So again, I know money likes to win. I know everybody who from unions endorsed the other person, but they endorsed it for political reasons because she's in the legislation, right? On state government. And if you vote for me, I might make a call and help you out. Mm-hmm. But y'all, please, please, please come through. I know we have a lot of issues with black power,
we
black women,
history.
And black women who are bold, intellectual, intelligent, and who can communicate and articulate their thoughts and feelings.
And
we feel some
down.
Kind of way. Yeah. And Dana is that black woman. But I want to just say it's not just because of that, but because she knows what she is talking about, my people. And a lot of the folks that I'm talking to say, I don't know who to vote for. I don't even know what a county exec is. I didn't even know that was on the ballot. I just go through and check all Democrats. Hey, y'all, they both Democrats. So pay attention to the ballot. Pay attention to the referendums, y'all. Vote yes for MMSD.
She is serious about this.
And all that other stuff. I don't know. And vote yes for the city referendum. So we're out, y'all. I will talk to you after elections. We either going to be crying or celebrating, but we'll see. Okay, either y'all white folks and black men going to come through or you ain't, but we'll be seeing next Saturday.
We'll be here.
Again, oh, my God, because it's going
to Yeah, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7
Good
FM.
Luck, America.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.